Welcome to A Gram of Hope. I'm your host, Jerome Graham. On today's episode, we're speaking with Ms. Delisa Moore. She is a CEO. She's an entrepreneur. As you hear us sitting down and talking and just going back and forth, you're going to hear that she carries a great load, but she's so adept at what she does, you won't even feel the pressure. She'll come through just as smooth. Ms. Moore, how are you?
I am well. How are you today?
Fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
Now, according to an article I read on ToledoRealtors.org, Black Americans represent less than 5% of residential real estate developers. And I was going to ask you, what's the difference between a developer and an investor? Is there a difference?
Absolutely. A developer is like creating things from the ground up or reusing property that has not been used in a while. So they're developing something new on that property. So an investor is just investing, could invest in the developer to create that new product, or they're purchasing things that are already existing.
So we got a lot of investors that have come into the city, but we would be better served if we had more developers.
Absolutely. I mean, because our inventory is so low in housing, residential housing in this area, that we definitely need to get developers here to create new residential properties. So, you know, and currently right now I'm actually in a development class. So I, at the end of this year, will be certified by the UDC as a developer.
Okay.
Because I would love to create tiny homes in this area. Luxury tiny homes.
And since you brought up tiny homes, and I got to let people know, you're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You do a lot. You have your own financial or real estate?
I have my own financial business called Frogtown Financial.
Okay.
I'm also a real estate agent with the Danbury Realtors. I'm an insurance agent with Farmers Insurance under Stephen Darrington Farmers Insurance. And I also am a licensed State of Ohio wedding officiant, so I own a wedding chapel called Tie the Knot Wedding Chapel. I also have a 360 mobile photo booth where we go out to different events, and I'm a notary. And I think that's it.
You know, no, I'm just waiting.
And I also work full-time for the great city of Toledo.
See, I was going to jump in there here and jump in there, and there just was something that just eased out. How do you navigate and negotiate so many different genres of business? It's got to be difficult keeping it all in one brain.
It definitely can be difficult if you're unorganized, right? So when I created Frogtown Financial, I always knew I wanted it to encompass real estate, insurance, and being a notary, right? So all of that, I had already known that's what I wanted to create, a financial business, because you already have the client in front of you. I'm doing their taxes or whatever I'm doing for them business-wise. I can sell them a property. I can find them a rental property. I can also notarize documents if they need it. And I can sell them insurance for all of it. So it just made sense, right?
It makes a lot of sense.
And the only reason why for the city, I am a tax investigator, but I love numbers. I've been doing taxes since 1997. So it's been a long time. I fell in love with that in my business class in high school. We had a business block with Mr. Roger Zimmerman. He was amazing. So that's how I got into doing taxes. And then, you know, the city, of course, if the city hired you, you're looking for a great career. I love my city job with the fringe benefits. And so that's how I got into that. Now, with the wedding chapel, I just love, right? It's such a beautiful thing. And when the pandemic hit and the courts stopped doing public weddings, I found that there was a need there. So I created Tie the Knot Wedding Chapel.
That is phenomenal. You know, we did leave out that you are the new elected president of the Greater Toledo Realtors Association.
I am. I'm the proud president of the Greater Toledo Realtors Association. Yes, I am.
That, see, that gives you an inside track. It sounds to me like if someone comes to you for one of the areas of your expertise, you got them for life.
God willing, right? Or I can connect them to the people that's around me that can help them, because every client is not my client, right? It just doesn't match, right? Sometimes, so you have to know your skill set and what works. So I always like to sit down and have a conversation with my clients, yes, or my potential clients. And if it's not a fit for me, I have a team of people around me with the Greater Toledo Realtors Association that I can send them to. Like, hey, you want to go over here? I got a client for you. And we work as a team.
That sounds almost like a medical profession. If I can't doctor you, I have a doctor that can doctor
that's
you.
That's exactly what it is. Because we're all doctors in our own right, right? We fixing problems. We fixing issues.
Yeah, well, anyone that is adroit with numbers, as you are, my hat is off to them, because when it comes down to juggling numbers, I like to lateral that over to somebody that can really juggle.
That's right.
And really, because you have to have a certain analytical mind to be able to make numbers. What do they say? Numbers don't lie, but when I get a hold of them, I can bend the truth.
Absolutely.
Now, are you familiar with Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People?
I have heard of the book, and I have read some of it, but I haven't read the whole thing. No, I haven't.
That's because you were busy doing all those other jobs.
I am. I'm actually starting to do more Audible books so that while I'm busy, I can hear it. Because, even when I'm at home, like, you turn the TV on, but it's really just for background noise. So I'm starting to turn on Audibles so that I can hear that as background noise to pour into myself.
So instead of just grabbing a dish full of candy, you choose something that has true nutritional value and feed your mind,
yes,
appropriately.
Well, I'm eating the candy too.
Now, do you have your own set of standards, set of principles that you follow? For instance, would you mentor someone else and look at them and say, look, try this, 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 and this, because what you're doing, you're going to run into a wall.
Absolutely. I mean, that's always the goal, is to help somebody else not hit the same roadblocks that I hit. So I would love to, we enjoy mentoring. The Greater Toledo Realtors Association, we're just a group of mentors at the end of the day. Currently, we go into TPS and talk to those students. We want to pour back into the community. So yes, even when people come in to get their taxes done and I talk to them, we talk about their businesses, what they're doing. And my goal is to pour into them and not only explain to what I'm doing financially for them, but also what they can do to help their businesses grow.
I've heard a lot of conversation about, and I guess real estate is one of the greater or one of the first businesses that a person could get into, not realizing that they're becoming a landowner, and that changes the economic landscape for their lives.
Absolutely.
They just want to buy a house, but they don't realize everything that can be impacted by purchasing a home and how much of a difference it could make in your universe.
Absolutely.
Once
the
you purchase a home.
All of it.
Yeah, and one thing we didn't talk about, you've got 8 siblings.
I do.
Man, where you fall in the lot?
What you think?
Oh, you the godmother.
I'm the oldest.
You the oldest.
I'm the reigning supreme, right? So I'm the oldest. So on my mom and my dad's side, so it's 3 on my mom's side and 5 on my dad's side, including me. So I'm the oldest on both sides.
You have the same challenge I had trying to get the younger ones to just listen, because they just, like, my brother and sister were real independent spirits.
No, I think that my brothers and sisters allowed me to be the big sister. So I appreciate that from them. I mean, they all have their own voices. I mean, they're all doing their own things with children, husband, wives, but I think that they still call me for advice. We still, so I still hold that position in their lives. And I appreciate that, because I don't have any kids, right? So those are my babies.
Yeah, well, you've got the babies and the extended babies, because I'm sure that there's some children of the children.
Nieces, nephews, I do.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about, because you've done this thing. You have the tentacles in other areas. What's your philosophy on having more than one stream of income?
It's important. It's a necessity. Definitely now with the way that the world is going, the groceries going up, tariffs, right? So it's a necessity to have additional streams of income other than just one. Because, you know, layoffs happen. You want to always have something to be able to fall back on. And with social media, with things that you can do online, things you can sell, it's a lot of things that people can get into that's inexpensive to start to have that extra set of income.
Now, I'm old. And when I was coming up, you would start with a company and you worked with that company until they gave you a gold watch and directions to the exit sign. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do people do that anymore?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I work for the city, so people are definitely still doing that, right? If you talk about the millennials and Gen Zs, they're creating their own paths and figuring it out their own way, which I think is inspiring.
It's got to be a little bit frightening, though.
They don't have anything to be afraid of, right? Because they didn't do the 30 years. They didn't do the 25 years. They're doing what they're doing now, so they understand what they need to do to survive.
So they come in with a different spirit altogether.
The mindset is different. They don't have things to be afraid of like we did as I was growing up, you know. But, you know, COVID showed them a little something, right?
Well, that's true.
But so many things came off of COVID. So many new entrepreneurs came from that period of time, which people were able to think outside of the box to create those other streams of income. I mean, like I said, social media, TikTok, all of that, people have become millionaires just from that period of time.
Yeah, and I'm looking at, well, let's deal with that conversation, then I'll segue into my other thought. Hopefully my brain won't forget the other thought. But, you know, now we have apps and 50 years ago, no one knew what an app was, short being for application. Now, someone will let you see their cell phone and they have all these little icons all over the face of the cell phone. And I recall that when I was coming up, they spoke about IBM. And IBM, the computer, took up a whole city block.
Yes.
Now the computer takes up the palm of your hand. Do you or have you been exposed to what might be on the in the future? What's on the horizon for the future? Because many of us, had we known, and the thought that I was going to get to, I can put it here, what was going to become of the future. Now we got cryptocurrency. Many people thought that that was just a joke or a myth. Now it looks like legislation is going to be presented to make that a means of payment for bills. Mm-hmm. So, and who, that's just 15 years ago. Now we've got all this cryptocurrency and all different types. Have you been exposed to anything that might be coming down the pike? Because you're doing 15 different things.
Yeah. Only thing that, no, nothing in that realm, you know, AI is huge. If you're not with AI, get with it, because that's the new big thing. ChatGPT, ChatGPT in different respects. It's in Canva, it's everywhere, right? So if you don't want it or don't want to learn it, you need to get to learn. It's just like when you didn't want to learn computers, right? You just have to continue to evolve and to stay ahead of the game. But that's what the biggest thing that I know is just AI. AI is here and it's going to be here to stay.
I remember working for a radio station back in the day, and we had an office manager we were still using typewriters, and they had just started to use a traffic system. And lo and behold, her traffic system would always break down. She always had technical problems. Well, they found out she kept kicking the cord out. I think that somewhere in her mind, she saw this technology as replacing her, which a lot of people are intimidated by all this technology.
It is kind of frightening, right? Because AI can do a lot of things. Me being as busy as I am, I do have AI that answers calls at my business to take those calls because I don't have an employee there all the time. So you don't want to miss the calls. You don't want to miss the sales. And that is a great replacement for a fraction of the cost of a human being. And so it's true. It is something to be afraid about. However, that's why those other streams of income come into place.
Lord, you got to have it in place. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Ms. Delisa Moore, and she's the CEO of the Greater Toledo Realtors Association. And I'm not going to give you all the other hats that she wears. You can just start this program over and just familiarize yourself with her. You know, recently I heard that Toledo is one of the really legitimate real estate markets. In other words, if someone told you that a home in Toledo was worth $200,000, it was really worth $200,000, where other markets, it might be a $200,000 home, but it sells for $300,000 or $400,000. What is it about Toledo that's so attractive? Because we don't have enough houses.
And that's why, because our prices are low. And people around the country, because we get them from everywhere, to come right here to invest in Toledo, Ohio, to purchase the properties right here. And that's why our goal as the Greater Toledo Realtors Association is to help our Toledoans purchase properties here in our space. Because what happens is no one can love our home like we love our home, right?
Yeah.
You know, you get those investors, they do come in, some fix the properties up and make them habitable and nice for people. And then sometimes they just buy the property and don't do anything with it. And it sits and it rots. And, you know, we could be using that property for the homeless, for single families and families all together. So it's just like, but this area, Toledo, is one of the biggest and best investment areas, cities, in the world, if you ask me.
So might that attract a lot more of those developers as opposed to investors?
So it's more investors. So the thing in regards to developers, they have to have the mindset. They're coming, but it's coming slow. Like we do have, I don't know if you've seen the development going on Detroit, the new, I think it's the Grand or the Glen, it's apartment complex.
It used to be the
complex.
Old Babcock Dairy, mm-hmm. Or it used to be a dairy that was there.
Yeah, but then they got one going on up here at Southland. It's either the Glen or the Grand is their names, but another housing is getting built over there. So the development is happening right here in Toledo. We just need more, and we definitely need more Black developers.
You mean we don't have many?
No, we don't.
Well,
we're getting there. We're Greater Toledo Realtors Association is working on that. The National Association of Real Estate Brokers, who is our national, has created this program that I'm in for us to become developers. So to teach us how that works from the beginning all the way to the end. So I'm excited to be in that program.
Toledo Realtors, Do I need to have a bunch of properties be part of the organization? Or
no, you don't have to have
any.
How'd you get in? You just have to agree to our mission, you know, understand what our mission is. And our mission is democracy in housing. We believe everybody should be able to own a home. Everybody should be able to have a piece of the American dream without all the barriers that come into place. And unfortunately, as you know, with the new administration, they've cut a lot of things out for the underserved, right? So we're still fighting for that. And that's why we're here, to fight and keep those things in policies in place to help homeowners, the underserved homeowners underserved people become homeowners, right? Because mm-hmm. that's how you start to build wealth. You can start with owning a home and then going from there.
Now, I got to, it may just be me, but there was an old program on television many years back called the A-Team. Mm-hmm. And then there's one recent on television called The Equalizer. And these are covert operations where people can go. And I think there's one called the Locator or something like that. But you go to these people, they're not on the grid, but if you can find them, they can help resolve issues that other people could not resolve. Mm-hmm. Is the realtist like that? Because most people are not familiar with the realtist. So if I'm having a home issue, can I call the realtist
and
say—
You can call her. We are not trying to be off the grid. We are definitely trying to be on the grid, okay? We want to get our name out there to be the go-to group of people for assistance. The Greater Toledo Realtors Association is boots on the ground. We're here to help everywhere we can. And what we don't know, we have people who do know. We can connect you to different organizations, different people, but we are here. And so, no, we don't want to be like the Equalizer, you know. We want to be successful like the Equalizer, but we don't want to be underground. We definitely want to be known and we want to be a household name.
Okay. How long has the Toledo Realtors been around?
So we've been back. The Greater Toledo Realtors Association has been here since 2019.
Okay. All right.
We got incorporated in 2019. We are a 501c6 or a nonprofit.
Now, if I was looking for a home, what can people do to get a better rate? Is that something that the Realtors would help with?
Oh, absolutely. What you got to do is it's personal, right? You got to make sure you're paying your bills on time, get that credit score up, because that's what makes the difference. Start saving money, having money saved up. You got to have a little skin in the game when you want to buy a house, right? You just can't think you can just come and say, I want to buy a house. I got this. I get paid and I have $5 left, right? So, no, and we can help you with that. We have financial literacy classes. We can help you with the credit. We have we have mortgage loan originators within our organization that can help you with where you're at to get you to where you want to go. You just got to be honest and be prepared to do the work, and we can get you to the finish line.
What if I'm a renter and all I have is desire and a dream?
Well, as long as you got desire and a dream and you want to put in the work. As long as you're ready to put in the work, that desire and dream has to turn into, I'm going to work every day, I'm going to pay my bills on time, I'm going to save this money so that I can have that dream.
So that still sounds like equity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you're willing to listen to the professionals, which a lot of people don't, or they don't have the discipline mm-hmm. to be obedient.
And the thing is, even if you are struggling with that discipline, right, as long as you're honest with us, we can still work you through it. It's just, you know, when you are not disciplined or you don't listen, it just pushes you back a little while longer, you know. But we're here to still help because we understand life happens, right? We understand things happen. And, you know, you get some people that just make bad decisions, right? Bad financial decisions. I want these new tennis shoes that just came out, right? That's a bad financial decision. However, we can work through that. We just need to know that you are serious and it's not a waste of our time, because time is very valuable.
Yes, and that's the challenge. I think a lot of people, they come in and they're just so totally unprepared that they are a waste of time to somebody who really could help them, but it doesn't take long to find out somebody's just there.
And that is true.
And that they're not serious.
But it's a lot of people right now who is actually really ready. They just don't believe that they're ready, right? They're scared. They're living on the other side of fear, right? Like, can I do it? And if you're listening out there, you can do it. And that's what people are afraid of, to go from being a renter to a homeowner. But we can help you through that process, that mental process. It's just a mindset. And we want to get people out of being generational renters. to become homeowners.
Speaking of generational renters, it's my understanding that a lot of young people, they'd rather have an apartment than get a home. So is it still a good idea to buy a home?
It's always a good idea to buy a
always?
Home. Always? Always, because, especially, I mean, unless you, you know, if I feel like you want to buy a home, let me say this, if you plan to stay here or if you have a mindset and understanding investment, right? Buy a home now to start to build equity. If you choose to leave the city of Toledo, you have a home that has already built equity. You can either sell that home where you can pull that, you know, sell the house, get the gain out of it, take that money wherever you want to go, or keep the house and rent it. Then you'll have money. You're going to rent it to pay your mortgage. Then you'll have to make sure you have the rent that's going to cover these things, right? And then you take that money, save it so that it, with maintenance issues or whatever come up, and then you can take a part of it to put it towards whatever you want, you know. So it just all depends on what your desire and your dream is. Do you want to become an investor? Do you want to stay in Toledo or wherever you decide to purchase a home at? What is your goal? What do you want to do? Because everybody's is not the same.
Five and five. The first five. It's been about 5 years since the pandemic. How is the real estate market looking? Or how are real estate agents doing? I mean, was there a mass exodus out of the business during COVID? And then the other five is, where you see yourself in 5 years?
So COVID was really crazy. COVID was a great time to buy a house. The interest rates were low. People were selling. People were buying. I mean, it was a crazy time. Very lucrative for the real estate world, okay? Now the changes is because, you know, now interest rates have went up. The change is real. But it has it's not up as high as it was back in 04 or 05, what I was told, right? So the interest rates are still decent. And it all depends on your credit score and how you pay your bills. And, you know, what you have as a down payment for where you land in for interest rates. But in regards to realtors leaving or not, that time they weren't leaving. Now, and there were some rule changes within this time. There are some older real estate agents that just don't want to adapt to the change. So they say, I've been in it long enough. I'm out of here. Let's leave it to the young folks, right? And when it comes to me, most of my business come from referrals. And that's what I work off of. And I enjoy doing that. I enjoy the people who trust me with their people. So I'm just going to continue to grow in the business. Whatever that looks like in God's eyes is really what matters to me. I've had the opportunity not only to sell residential homes, I've sold land, I sold commercial properties, I did rental for businesses. So I've had the opportunity within my little bit of time, I've been licensed since 2018, to do a little bit of everything. And I would have never been a real estate agent. It was never anything that was on my list, my to-do list, right? I became a real estate agent because I was prophesied to at church. And one of the ministers came up to me and said, hey, Delisa, you do real estate? I'm like, no, I just do insurance and I'm a tax professional. He said, God told me to tell you to get into real estate. He told me that on a Sunday. The following Saturday, I was in school at Owens.
Wow. Bless you.
Yeah, and bless I just want to do, you know, walk in whatever he wants me to do. So he has truly been providing for me in every avenue of my businesses.
Well, we thank you that you've provided hope for somebody.
Thank you.
You've been listening to A Gram of Hope. I want to thank Delisa Moore for being our guest on this program. And we're going to bring her back because she's evolving. This is not a standstill type of an individual. We did cover everything now, because I don't want to leave anything, any crumbs on the table. But like I said,
only thing I haven't done today is give out my contact information.
Why don't you do that?
I would love to do that. Again, my name is Delisa Moore. You can find me on social media, Delisa Moore, Delisa Moore CEO on Instagram.
If they can't find you, it's on them. Thank you, Delisa.
Thank you.
Again, it's Jerome Graham. I've been your host and producer, and our executive producer is Mr. Chris Piper. If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to listen again, go to wgte.org/hope or wherever you stream your podcasts.